Before you jump into this episode, I want to put a date in front of you. Hey, it's Erin from Real WW Talk, July 7th. Just for a second, I want you to visualize yourself on July 7th. How are you feeling? Do you have more energy? Do you have a brighter outlook? Or do you feel stuck? The time is going to pass anyway, and it's completely within your control how you feel in just a few short weeks. And as you come up with your goals, the things that you want to do to be feeling your best on July 7th, I want to recommend that you join our next Real WW Talk Step Bet. July 7th is the last day of that step bet. It's actually going to begin on May 27th, Memorial Day. That's an easy day to remember. So download that Step Bet app, place that $40 bet on yourself for accountability, for your goals, and join us in the Real WW Talk Stepping Into Summer Step Bet. I think you'll be so glad you did. And come July 7th, you'll have an amazing feeling of accomplishment. Use the game code RWWT or look for the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get on to your episode.
Welcome to Real WW Talk. It's the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Erin, and Ricky, who are following the Weight Watchers plan. Each week, we talk about our health journey on WW. Now, there's no hiding, no trying to make ourselves better than we are. It's just real talk, because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. On today's Real WW Talk, it's our annual holiday Q&A episodes while we take some time off. And in this episode, Jenny from Connect asked us two great questions. How would we do 2023 differently? And what will the December 2024 versions of ourselves look backward and be thankful we did now? Come spend some time with us as we ponder these questions and think about how you'd answer those questions too. Are you ready? Let's talk. Well, hey there. Welcome to Real WW Talk. I am Erin.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Ricky.
So this is a little different from our normal Real WW Talk series that we do. As we get to the holidays, we love to focus on you and your questions for us. And so first off, almost New Year.
Oh my gosh. Guys.
Years
2023 is like it. This is it.
Crazy.
This is it, y'all.
Like how the year has flown in some ways and not in others. Like, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
It's been a so thing. Much.
Yeah. And so we're doing questions, and today we're actually just going to camp out on a question. Well, it's really two parts from one person. And this question comes to us from Connect. J, Jenny with an I, K, 63, or J, Jenic. 63. Maybe that's what it is. J-J-E-N-I-K 63. Whichever it is, they are a WW coach in Southeast Connecticut. So I love that. We got a coach giving us thinking questions.
Hi, coach. What do you got for us?
We got it. Okay. This is the two-part question, and I think this is so great. And we would love for you to think along with us and drop your answers into the comment section, okay? If you're watching this on YouTube or on Facebook, as you reflect on the year, is there anything you wish you had started or done sooner? I'm just going to start there with that question. And if you're on the podcast, you know, think about it with us and maybe journal it.
I can start. I think I would have gotten, I wish I had done this 5 years ago, but, I started being more accountable with tracking and at truly tracking, and you know, I've lost some weight this year. So it's been nice to have that reflecting at the end of the year. That's always the goal going into every year since I've been in weight loss mode. But this year, I think what shifted in the summer was consistent tracking and accountability and moving more and being consistent with moving more, whether it be walking, with our various walking challenges, or getting on the bike, or just getting up at work and moving more. That was so much more intentional towards the end of the year. And I would have loved to see, not that I have any regrets, but I would have loved to see if I started that in January as opposed to in June or July, like how much more success I would have seen. But yeah, I wish I would have started that a little bit sooner.
Mm.
Candace, you guys? As you reflect back on 2023, is there anything you wish you had started or done sooner?
Looking back, similar to you, Ricky, kind of towards the middle of the year, I really embraced doing what was best for me and letting go of that comparison to others. I think I still had struggled with that and have been for years with wanting to do things because other people were doing them, even if I knew it didn't fit what was best for me and my lifestyle and my plan. And I wish that I had embraced, because I found later on in the year that doing what worked best for me, regardless of if it worked for others, really helped me start to see those results. Example, I need to be weighed in by somebody. That's just what I need for myself right now. Some people don't. They can weigh themselves at home and they're perfectly good. I need to exercise in the morning. Like, if it doesn't work for others and they need it in the evening, I sometimes was trying to accommodate other people's schedules and other people's life realities to make it my own. And it didn't make me feel authentic. And it also kind of hindered my progress. So embracing me and embracing what works for me is something that I think would have been more beneficial if I was able to start off the year that way, because I started to see real success when I let go of that comparison and just embrace Candace and Candace's needs.
Mm. Yeah. And I think for me, I don't know that I would, I don't think there's anything that I would have done sooner. And I don't think there's anything that I would have started earlier, because as I reflect back on this year is, I just feel like I've been in this kind of a space. And, you know, even Candace reflecting back on your year too, right? Like, you were fighting breast cancer and overcoming that. And so, like, I never want to, like, I could sit here and think, oh man, I wish I had lost more weight, man. I wish I had done these things. But if I look at it in context of my year, there were moments where I was like, I'm just holding on right now. I moved. That was a really big thing for me. I've never been on my own before. And so, you know, trying to process what is that like, and now having to budget differently than I did before, and quiet time looks different. Like, there's loneliness in there, right? And kind of dealing with loneliness. But I will say one of the things that I'm proud of is that I didn't eat my loneliness. That's a big shift for me, because in the past, food fed my emotions and I did not do that this time. So I think as I look back on the year, I am very proud of that, but I don't know that I would have done anything differently or done anything sooner, because I used the tools that are available to me at the time to serve what was needed, I guess. Is there anything that you guys, as you look back on the year, that you think, man, I'm really proud of myself for doing this? Is there like something that comes to mind?
Completing breast cancer treatment. Yeah. No. honestly, like, I think yes. I'm really, really proud of how I navigated that unexpected stormy season. And the grace that I was able to show myself, even as I'm on the other side, I'm still in treatment. I'm still like taking drugs and things for the next 5 years, but navigating the new normal and I'm proud of the grace that I've shown myself, and along with turning 40 and going through all of those things and those feelings about, you know, the cancer and the milestones, it's required a lot of mental toughness, and I've seen the growth in myself. So it makes me really, really proud compared to where I was before. You know, in some ways you talk about wanting to go back and what would I do if I could go back to these ages? But I'm like, no, I think the me who I am now and the life and the lived experiences that I've had that have made me this version of me, shows I'm a pretty tough cookie, and I'm pretty proud of that. So I would say that's That's my answer.
Like, I don't know how you showed up week after week going through that and going through treatment, because I would have peaced out on you guys a long time ago. Yeah. I need to focus on this because like the weight isn't everything, and tracking and all of that stuff. Like, it's great, but like literally, I don't know how you did that at like almost every week.
But you hear that from other patients too. You know, I've been able to really embrace that community. And one of the things that I said, and other patients said, is that you need a consistent routine. You need normalcy. Mm-hmm. It's not all about, let me just hunker down and cancer and treatment and this. No, I need to be able to do the things. And this brings me joy. Like, I enjoy talking to you ladies. I actually enjoy, you know, tracking in the community. So for me, it actually would have been a detriment to be like, well, I'm leaving here and I don't want to talk to anybody and just leave me alone and let me be in my room and focus on, no, I need to still be present. And I think that actually aided in my healing, was me being able to, if I needed to rest, or if I had surgery, it had to be gone. But for the most part, and I think that relates to everybody, you know, and a lot of people and what they're going through. Sometimes there's something about a consistent routine and at least still being engaged in your community and in your life that gives you a sense of purpose and something to look forward to outside of all of the other stuff.
Ricky, how about you? Anything that you look back on and go, man, I'm really proud of myself for?
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, losing weight. I mean, for me, it's been a long streak of maintaining and not wanting to maintain, but just being in maintenance and breaking the cycle that had been a years long cycle of going up and down, up and down, up and down. So breaking that cycle, even though, you know, I'd love to say, oh, in a year I lost 100 pounds and I'm at goal, you know, or whatever. It takes time still. And I think, I'm processing that, you know, this might be a continued years long journey to get to goal. But I'm proud that I've not only lost the 20 pounds that I've lost, but that it hasn't been overdone. I haven't been like 5 pounds this week and 10 pounds this week. And, you know, it's been consistent. And even though I've had some weeks where I've been up since then, it's come off. And it's continuing to come off. So just the patience in the journey. I'm proud of just sticking with it and not giving up.
Through the holidays.
Yes. Yeah.
And through the holidays, because like your Achilles heel is usually the seasonal things and you're like in prime seasonal space, but you've stuck with it. Like it seems like you've determined what's the greater thing here.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's meaningful to go through the year with my pants a little looser and to get rid of some bigger clothes, even though, you know, it's an awkward kind of in between sizes thing. There's some clothes that I can get rid of, and there's some, you know, sizes that are a little more comfortable than they used to be. Cause, you know, like many of us, I have a range of sizes in my closet. So it's, you know, it's nice to kind of feel some clothes out that I had before that were uncomfortable, and they're not uncomfortable anymore.
Mm-hmm. Progress is always great. And like I said, the way that you push through, I think is inspiring to so many, you know, because we've been on the journey, all of us, you know, and it's like, why? But to kind of start to see that and have that momentum, you know, it's always great going into a new year.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
What about you, Erin? Yours?
For me, well, the one positive thing for me was not eating any of my emotions during, you know, the really big change. But I would also say, and this was somewhat limited because of the plantar fasciitis, that I was looking forward to it being healed so I could get back to walking. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really proud of myself. You know, we're in the middle of the step bet, and we did the step bet, you know, in the fall, and my foot not having any issues, because I realized how much I love walking and what a game changer that is for my brain space. Like, it really, for me, that is not just activity. That is that's a mental thing for mm-hmm. me. And so being healed from that, you know, here's one thing that I wish that I would have done would be, while it wasn't in a healed space, that I would have focused on other activities, like the lifting weights, like something else to take the place of that. And I didn't. Now I'm doing both at the same time and getting stronger. And that feels great. But yeah, just being proud that I can walk again and walk the distance and be pain-free is such a gift. It is such a gift.
You don't realize until you're affected how much you appreciate the things that you're able to do. And mm-hmm. that's, yeah.
Yeah, very much so. So the second part of the question was, for the year ahead, what will the December 2024 you be thankful that you did now?
That's a deep one. I love that.
Yeah. What do you want to see in yourself 1 year from now?
I want to be proud of consistently showing up for myself in the way that whatever way that means, you know, professionally, personally, exercise, food, just showing up, because I think I tend to not be a person who likes to let others down. But I had developed a pattern of being okay with letting myself down. And in 2000, I want to get to the end of 2024 saying, you didn't let yourself down. The things that you committed to do and the things that you thought were best for you, you showed up and you did. And it's not even about, that's something I can control. I'm not looking for a number on the scale. I'm looking for me showing up and giving my best.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
I think the first word that popped into my mind was consistency as well. But consistency, obviously, I love showing up for myself consistently. I think that's great. And I think I should do that as well. But consistent behaviors. So whether that be tracking, walking, getting on the bike, you know, my continued struggle with vegetables, consistently eating vegetables. You know, just consistency, because I think that lends itself to a year of, you know, continued health. So that's mm-hmm. my goal.
I think for me, I tend to be a little on the melancholy side, especially during the winter. And so I want to be able to look back and go, I was hopeful this year, and look at how that showed up. Also, when I go through big things, they tend to stick with me for a while. And sometimes I think longer than they should, because I'm a processor. I don't know that there's any ways to speed up the processing part, but you know, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be having a hysterectomy. And so that's a big thing. It's a really big thing for me. And at the same point, I don't want it to be necessarily the defining thing of 2024, even though it is that's a really big thing. And that there's a lot of emotions in there. There's a lot, because it's tied to femininity, and you know, there's stuff with it. But what I don't want to be is 6 months down the line still hanging on to those things. You know, I want to be able to allow what needs to be allowed, but not on the downward slope, but on the upward slope with it. So I think that's probably for me, as I'm looking at 2024, is to really maintain and watch hopefulness for myself and watch my outlook. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I think is kind of funny as I listen to all of our things that we're talking about, it's not just about the weight. It's not just about losing weight. It's not just about the food, because we aren't we aren't beings who are just about this. We are multifaceted women and men who are listening to our podcast, and we're made up of more than just our weight. And so as we look forward to the year that's coming and we reflect on the year backwards, I think it's really important that we take that into consideration, and that we not forget that it isn't, weight loss impacts a lot of things in our lives, but it isn't the only thing. And it's not the number one thing.
In real talk, it never was.
Right.
I think that's the mystery and the thing that when you see a new member and they're focused solely on like the weight at the beginning, which I understand, when you go on this beautiful, crazy journey and you get to where we are, I feel, with all the years of the starts and the stops and the talk, what we really have found, even with Real WW Talk, is that it's not the weight, it's not the food, it's not the did you drink your water, it's here. Mm-hmm. And it's daily looking and saying, how am I showing up? How am I processing what I feel about what the weight maybe represents? You know, mm-hmm. like, what does the weight represent? What am I letting go of? What am I feeling about myself? And that's the journey that is harder to really, and it takes time. And I didn't want to hear that at the beginning. I thought it really was just, no, it's not that. I just need to eat more eggs. Like, it's just the eggs. I just need some eggs and broccoli. That's right. It. It was, I need to fix here. Mm-hmm. And it's taken the time that it's taken, and I'm not there yet. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. But Erin, getting to that part, that it's not the weight. That's not the goal, is mm-hmm. how can I get to here? That'd be great if we did. Mm-hmm. But how do I show up for myself? How do I allow myself to go through these big things? Cancer and, you know, surgeries and changing of our bodies and changing of our identities, it feels, you know, and how do I make that okay? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know? I think that piece there too is the changing of our identities, because so often we will look at ourselves in one particular way mm-hmm. by the things that that we have done or have been done to us. And we take that on, but that's a backwards view instead of a forwards view. And a forward view is, this is who I am and this is who I'm becoming. And so no matter what's been done to us or even that we've done to ourselves, we can leave that behind us and pull ourselves forward with what is yet to come, even though we don't know what that is. But that's creating the intentions, like that identity of who is it that I want to become? And I think that's a really great question just to ask ourselves, you know, at any point in time, but especially as we look at this next year, who do I want to be this next year? Who do I want to become? And what are the things that I need to do to put that plan in motion, to start becoming more? And you don't have to do everything at once. It's just one thing. And then you add and then you build on top of it. We always want to do everything at once because we want to get out of pain. Yeah. We want to get away from the discomfort. But sitting in the discomfort actually is more valuable than mm-hmm. running from it, because it allows us to address why we're here yeah. in the first place. I always say the thing is not the thing. Whatever the thing mm-hmm. is. Yeah. So for us, what weight loss, we think that that thing is going to solve the issue. That's just a symptom of a deeper thing. Why do I choose to abuse food?
Yeah.
Why do I choose not to moderate myself? Yeah. Why do I choose to gravitate towards food as my first option for celebration instead of going for a walk or mm-hmm. going to a pottery class with a friend? Why is it we have to sit around with and do food? What yeah. culturally mm-hmm. versus maybe an addiction versus, you know, what have you?
Mm-hmm. And how do we let go of, like you said, embracing letting go of who we once were, who will never be again, and looking forward with hope, optimism, positivity about that person that we're becoming, so that when we do go through those tough spots to get there, because it's going to be uncomfortable, right? Change is can be uncomfortable. Like you have to go through a surgery. You have to get on the bike at 5 a.m. when you really would rather sleep. But that version that you're becoming, you know, it's so beautiful, even if you don't know exactly what it feels like. Because for me, I think that there has been, I've wanted it, but I'm also afraid of it because I'm like, I don't know who that is. I don't know what comes with that. But instead of fear, replacing it positively with excitement of, oh, I can't wait to see. Oh, I would just love to be able to figure it. I'm excited to meet her, you know, and we'll see and we'll and go on that journey. So,
yeah.
It's learning that change is okay. And I think so many of us are so averse to change that we hold on to the things that aren't even necessarily good for us, like being overweight. I think I've held on to that for so long because it has been what I've associated with my identity and what I've kind of hid behind. Yeah. And then the fear of like, well, what if, you know, this problem still exists when I lose the weight? And well, it probably will in some sense if I don't work towards changing it or work towards my fear of whatever it is. So it's like I love how you guys are saying the weight is masking the other problem, and that other problem needs to be addressed and named and, you know, worked on so that when I choose to make the choices that get me to a healthy weight, I've worked through whatever other issues there are with whatever other problems I might be facing or insecurities I might be facing. So I don't hide behind the weight again.
Yeah. So we can stop that self-sabotage cycle. Cause I think that we've all related, I'll speak for myself, that self-sabotage is I can get down. I know how to do it to get to a certain point, but I haven't mastered when my mind tells me that I need to go back to where it's safe, and associating overweight and the things that hurt me with security is like, it's just very nuanced. It's very, you would say, why would that be a thing? But there's safety in what you feel, you know, even if it's killing you.
Yes.
You know, it's yes. Someone talked about it. They turn up when you've heard a bit crabs in a bear where they don't recognize the temperature is getting hotter and hotter and they're dying, you know, but you're like, it's fine. It's fine. I want to be okay when I'm not killing myself, you know, and say, okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you sometimes just ask yourself the question, like, aren't you tired?
Aren't you tired?
Aren't you just tired of doing the same thing over and over again? I'm tired of doing the same thing over and over again. And the only way to gain some energy is to do something different, because energy begets energy. Yes. And I think that's kind of been my theme, at least for the past year, for sure, is I'm tired of doing this way. Not that time is running out. It's not running out, but I feel time more keenly than I did when I was, you know, in my 20s. And even my mid 30s, like it looks different now. And you've heard me say this plenty of times, I don't want to keep doing that nonsense anymore. Mm-hmm. And the only way, and it's okay to say this, you don't need a process, stop.
Just stop it.
Just stop. And I know we'll come up with a million excuses of why we can't stop. And yeah, I understand that there are some, right? We get that. But then there are other things where it's like, just stop. Stop with your excuses to yourself. Stop coddling yourself.
Yeah.
And just go do the hard thing.
And stop adding all these layers that nobody's adding to it. I don't want to be a cliche and start at the new year. Well, it is what it is. You start when you start. Right. Okay. Like, it doesn't have to be that you don't want to be one of those resolutioners. No, just whenever it happens, it happens. And that's okay. You know, because that's, again, letting go of all that external, that stuff doesn't matter, you know, and I'm speaking to myself too. Just stop it.
That's it. December 30th. Start today. Get 2 days ahead of everybody.
There you go.
And even if it's dinner time, start at dinner time. You know, I got all the food in the house. Okay. Well, pull out your app and take a look at the food and track what you're going to eat. That's always a good first start.
Drink some water.
Look, let me tell you something. I love my 32-ounce Dunkin'. I get the iced tea, zero, and I save this cup and use it over and over again.
Because I was about to ask now, what was in there before the water?
Iced tea, $1.99 iced tea. And I get the green tea and I get the shots of blueberry in with it.
Ooh. Okay.
That's my trick.
Yum, yum.
That's it. Well, ladies, this is a I loved this conversation. Yeah. Thank you to our coach from Connect for giving us those kind of talking points to get us going. That was awesome.
I should have known a coach, like I said, would ask us those deep questions. Not like, what's your favorite veggie? Like, where are you going to be?
Mm-hmm. And then next week, we're going to be back with our final Q&A. And these will be questions from our Real WW Talk community on Instagram. So yay! We wish you just a really great day, a great start to the new year.
Yes.
Bye. Bye.